Room to Share by Endithiel.
Potter, what in the name of Merlin are you doing in my room?
What do you mean, your room? This is my room. I got it assigned when I checked in.
What are you talking about? It's my room.
No, it's not. Look, I have the key and everything.
What?
This is unacceptable. I thought this was a singles cruise. Then shouldn't the cabins be single ones?
Well, they never mentioned I'd be cooped up with anyone when they checked me in.
Yes, of course they wouldn't, because it's a singles cruise. There's obviously been a mistake.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't yeah me and shrug like this isn't a disaster. What do you propose we do now?
Well, take it up with reception. There's nothing I can do about it.
I suppose I'll have to do that. And I suppose you're not going to do anything about it.
Well, I've already got my cabin, so no.
You're as useless as ever, Potter. I'm going to go sort this out.
You do that, Malfoy.
And I'm leaving my luggage here, since this is my cabin. And don't you dare snoop in any of my bags.
Wouldn't dream of it. I'd hate to find anything embarrassing like handcuffs or a whip.
Oh my God, you have that with you, don't you?
That is none of your business, Potter. And so what if I have? I refuse to be kink-shamed by Mr. Vanilla.
Like you know anything about my sexual preferences, Malfoy.
I'm going to reception.
Well, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Or maybe you'd like that.
I heard that.
Well, the absolute cow at reception was no help. No help at all.
Because she told you this is my room?
No, you absolute pillock. Because she told me that every other cabin on the ship is already booked. So apparently, we have to share.
Share? As in, stay together for the entire trip?
Yes, Potter. I believe that is the definition of sharing a room.
And they couldn't do anything about it?
Apparently not.
Huh.
You know, it could be that I was the one asking.
What do you mean?
Oh, do keep up, Potter. I mean that you could use your fame to an advantage here. Make them bump you up to first class or something.
This is first class.
What? This? But it's tiny.
Didn't you know what class you'd booked?
I assumed they downgraded me since I arrived late to check in. I would never in my life think that this cupboard would count as first class.
Believe me, Malfoy, this is nothing like living in a cupboard.
A suite, then.
What?
Ask them to put you in a suite, then.
Get a grip, Malfoy. It's a cruise ship. This is the suite.
Well, just go down there and do something. Surely they must be able to accommodate the boy who lived.
I don't like doing that.
Doing what?
Taking advantage of being famous. I don't like that. I don't want any special treatment. I'm just like everyone else.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, sorry, I was baffled. Yes, baffled at the fake modesty, that's all.
Excuse me?
Look, Potter, can't you just go down there and work your charm and get us out of this mess?
Work my charm?
Yes. Go down there and give her that brilliant smile of yours. Make her weak in the knees so she'll do whatever you ask her.
That's what you think I do,
isn't it? It's what you usually do to me when you want help with figuring out potions.
Never mind. Just go and get this fixed.
Fine, I'll go.
Thank you. But it's only because I know you'll never bugger off if I don't.
Yes, yes. Old habits die hard, I know. Now go.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Malfoy. They said it was...
What are you doing? Are you going through my stuff?
Potter, back already?
Apparently. And apparently you're going through my things.
I dropped something, and it rolled under one of your bags.
What?
What?
What did you drop?
My passport. Yes, my passport.
Right. Your passport fell out of your hand and rolled under my bag. It got hit with a scurrying away charm?
Did it now?
Yes. Very rare things happen to magic out here at sea. So if I were to cast an Accio, you know, because I'm a wizard, it would come zooming towards me from the floor, and not from your coat pocket.
You were saying they couldn't do anything about this mix-up?
Yeah. Apparently the ship is overbooked, and they don't have any extra space or extra beds anywhere.
And you tried flirting with her?
What? You did the whole looking at her from under your fringe while giving her that dazzling smile. You know, the one that makes your eyes light up and, that dazzling smile that makes my eyes light up?
I mean...
So we have no other option than spending this entire trip in the same cabin?
I guess not.
And this is the bed we're supposed to share?
Yes.
And no extra beds are available?
No.
And there's no sofa in the cabin?
Nope.
Well, maybe we could transfigure something into a bed or a mattress or even a sleeping bag.
I checked, but they said it's impossible to use that kind of magic in this confined space when there are so many other magic folk aboard.
And a stretching charm won't work either.
Honestly, I paid a fair amount for this trip, and now I have to share a room with the man with the biggest head in Britain.
Yeah, well, I'm not too chuffed either.
So, how do we do this?
What do you mean?
Do I have to spell everything out for you?
This? How do we share a bed? Do we take turns? Does one of us sleep in the chair?
You know, we may not even need to share a room.
Because you volunteer to sleep out on deck?
Very funny, Malfoy, but no. Think about it. We're on a singles cruise. This is literally a place to hook up. If one of us, or both even, get lucky tonight, maybe neither of us will spend the night here.
You actually have a point there, Potter.
Shocking, I know.
I did book this cabin to be able to impress a potential conquest, but I guess desperate times call for desperate measures.
That's the spirit.
Right, it's settled then. We both find ourselves a suitable partner for the night, or for the duration of the trip, even, and we make sure we sleep in their rooms. You're not half as dim-witted as you look, Potter. I'll give you that.
Was that a compliment, Malfoy? I'm so very touched.
Yes, well, it was bound to happen sometime.
Right, I'm off then. Good luck tonight.
Potter, wait.
What?
Is that what you're wearing?
Yes. What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing, if your goal is to pass as a member of the cleaning crew.
Well, what do you propose I wear then? All the clothes I brought are basically like this.
Don't worry, Potter. I have the perfect outfit for you.
You mean...
I don't usually share my clothes, but I'll make an exception if it'll increase my chances of getting this room to myself.
Why would you be here by yourself? I thought we agreed that both of us would try to pull tonight.
Ha, that's cute. Who do you think stands a better chance? The Chosen One, or the former Death Eater? Now take this.
I honestly don't care that you used to...
Oh, wow. What is this material?
Have you never seen cashmere before, Potter?
It's so soft. I bet this'll feel great against my skin.
Are you all right, Malfoy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm fine.
Are you going to try that on?
Definitely, if you're okay with it.
Yes, quite okay.
But don't look at me while I'm changing.
Excuse me, I'm not some sort of peeping Tom.
I saw you checking me out before.
I was only looking out for sea rats, clearly.
Sure you were.
If anything, you used to be the one always checking me out.
Malfoy's up to something this, and he's hiding in the room of requirement that.
What was that? I can't hear you.
Nothing. Nothing of importance.
Are you done?
Yeah. Take a look.
Does it work?
Are you sure you're all right, Malfoy? You look a little pale. Thanks for your concern. I'm quite all right. So, what do you think?
I think I'll have to burn those clothes after this trip.
Well, that looks more tolerable.
You think so?
And you're fine with me borrowing them?
Yes, yes, Potter, completely fine.
Thanks. I owe you one.
Right. If you get lucky tonight, you know who to thank.
Just try to treat it with care, even if things get heated tonight.
Right. I'll try to keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Do you think... Could you maybe show me how to properly remove it?
What?
I mean, I wouldn't want to ruin your sweater now that you've graciously lent it to me.
No, of course not.
How, very considerate of you.
Well, I do try.
So, you just need to make sure you slide your hands in under the hem, like this.
Yes.
And I really think the gentlest way is to have your potential partner to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Could you show me the best way to do that as well? Just so I don't screw it up, of course.
Of course. Happy to oblige. Especially to spare my clothing.
Wait, I... Oh, sorry, did I... No, I just need to remove my glasses first, or they'll get caught in the neck.
Right. Oh.
What?
Nothing. It's just... Your eyes look ever greener without the glasses. Or maybe it's because you're so close. I mean,
Draco.
Draco? I mean, yes.
I have a confession to make.
Yes?
I paid the crudipers in the same room.
What?
When I arrived, I saw your name on the guest list and I paid the crew to put us in the same room.
No, I heard you the first time. I was just astounded that they didn't tell me anything when I paid them not to fix it.
You did what now?
Well, I wasn't going to let this opportunity slip away, was I? I've been into you for months.
Shit. Draco, Well, obviously I'm into you as well. I mean, I'm an aura, and I bribed someone so I could...
Harry.
Yes?
Shut up and kiss me.
Morning, Alan. Merlin. 48 hours feels like a lifetime, doesn't it? Are you done soon?
Yeah, I only have one cabin left, but there's still a Do Not Disturb sign hanging there.
Huh. Don't they know checkout closed an hour ago?
I think they're, occupied.
What?
Merlin Potter, don't stop. Yes. Oh, fuck. Right there.
Oh. Yeah. One thinks they could have done with a few privacy spells. Yeah, well, you know how it is. I've been here so long, I've seen most of it. I mean, the lad's been through enough. He could do with letting off some steam.
You're too generous, Alan.
Yeah, I guess I'm going soft. I'll give him 15 more minutes before I'm summoning the security team. He may be the savior, but he's not making me miss the Appleby Arrows versus the Kenmare Kestrels on the wireless.